Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. Thank you guys for joining me, as always, every week for the podcast, or every week that I can actually get to recording one. Thank you guys for coming back and listening. And for this one, I want to talk about kind of a touchy subject when it comes to photography, and that is actually pricing your work. Now, this can be, you know, this can go many different ways. You know, wedding photographers can charge tons and tons more for their work than compared to maybe a portrait photographer who just does, you know, single sessions over the weekend. And so that doesn't even take account for landscape photographers and fine art photographers who can charge as little as, you know, $30 a print, compared to millions of dollars of prints, depending on your name and how you build up your business and all this kind of stuff. So I'm going to kind of talk in general terms here. I'm not going to give you basically a pricing schedule like, you know, if you do this, you probably should charge this, because it's going to obviously be different in every country, city, state, whatever. It's going to be different no matter where you live. And I'm going to talk about that as well when I talk about things to consider when you put together your pricing for your business. Putting together a simple equation for what you should charge. The basic equation is, I'm going to kind of spell it out here for you. The basic equation is basically the cost of running your business. So whatever cost it takes to run your business. And photography, it's probably not as crazy as some other businesses out there, obviously, because if you're interested in photography, if you think you want to make it a business, most likely you have almost everything you need to start a business. You know, camera equipment, stuff like that. You might obviously want more, you want better stuff, more higher price stuff, more stuff with different megapixels and all that kind of stuff. But for the most part, you can actually start it off with what you have, most likely. So again, it's the cost of running your business plus the cost of your goods, which we'll talk about a little bit, the cost of your time and labor, plus your profits, plus your taxes, basically equal your pricing. Now, that sounds like a lot, but it's really not a whole lot. It's not really a whole lot to consider but that's basically some of the things that you need to consider when you're putting together your pricing. You can't just say, yeah, I'll do this for, you know, $50. But most likely the time it takes for you to take a photo, edit the photo, deliver the photo, invoice the person, whatever it is, most likely you're going to be making probably around $10. So it's really not worth it. So we'll talk about that. But basically what I mean by the cost of running your business, one thing I want you to think about is the equipment cost. So like I was talking about with different camera lenses and different cameras in general, lighting, stuff like that, how much it's going to cost for you to get that stuff. Now, again, most likely you have all of that stuff already. You have all your camera equipment. So unless you want to do something super crazy weird with a whole bunch of different cameras, most likely if you got one camera, you're pretty good. You have office and studio cost. This could be if you want to rent a studio or something like that. But most likely, if you are a photographer, you can probably get away with doing it at a table, a kitchen table at the least, a kitchen table with a laptop, and you're good to go, because you really just need to edit the photos. If you want to do studio stuff, studio photography, obviously you probably need a space for that. But again, you can probably get away with doing a backdrop, a corner in your room, something like that. Another cost of running your business would be probably marketing cost. Marketing is obviously a huge thing, but you really don't need to spend a lot of marketing these days. What you really need to do is just push content, push stuff on social media all the time. Don't even have to pay for it, but just keep pushing. Tell friends. Don't be shy about telling your friends and your family what you're doing, because they can refer you. And the more people that you are referred to, more word of mouth is going to spread like crazy. So don't think about a lot when it comes to marketing costs. You know, you can buy Facebook ads all over the place, and it really probably won't hit the type of people that you need it to hit. So I would probably recommend steering away from marketing costs. But if you want to maybe put in a little bit of stuff to maybe get like a business card or something like that, that's probably okay. And then the next one would be the cost of the actual professional services for your business. Obviously, if you need like an accountant, or maybe you want to hire an assistant, that's an important thing. But that's something that's probably going to come way later. when you start your photography business. Obviously, when you're starting out and you barely have a portfolio, the last thing you need is an assistant. And the last thing you obviously need is an accountant, because you're not making any money right then. So you need to start making money to get all that stuff. So just any other general things that you need, that you think you might need to start your business, that's one part of the equation. So the next part of the equation is actually going to be the cost of goods. So the cost of goods is going to be, it's going to be something like, let's say, for example, you're a portrait photographer or a wedding photographer, and you want to offer your client, after you've charged them the standard rate to be there and do all that kind of stuff, you want to charge them, for example, you want to charge them and give them a 20 by 30 print, a nice framed print of maybe the highlighted photo of whatever the wedding was. And so your cost of goods would not just be the cost of the print, because obviously you need to make money on that. So it's not going to be, let's say a 20 by 30 print is, let's say $20. So it's not going to be, you're going to charge the person $20, because you're not just going to charge them the $20 of the print. You're not going to charge them at cost. You want to charge them an upsell. So you're going to say, you're going to print the photo, you're going to frame it, you're going to package it for them, you're going to ship it to them. All of that stuff is included. Now, that's obviously you can put a little bit of padding in there. So instead of maybe charging $20 for the print and the frame, maybe you charge $80. And that's not something that you would be like an individual line item on like an invoice or something. That would be kind of roped in all in one cost. But you kind of get what I'm talking about. Cost of goods is not just how much it's going to cost you to do, to provide something for them. It's going to be the cost of everything that goes with it. So again, a print is not just clicking a button or ordering a print. You have to think about the post-production charge for just that specific print, the packaging, shipping. Even if you're not shipping it to the person, maybe you're going to hand deliver it. That's still part of your time. Stuff like that is kind of the hidden cost that can actually creep up if you're not familiar with it. They can kind of creep up on you, and it's one of those things where you kind of hope people don't buy a print or something like that, because you know it's going to take away more money than you thought. So kind of pay attention to those hidden costs that are kind of in there, and you don't want to have too many hidden costs, because then you're going to start losing money. All right, next, again, in that equation of kind of what the basic profit would be, the pricing you should kind of charge, is the cost of your time, time and labor. That's a big one, because this is not basically saying how much you want to make. This is going to say how much you want to charge people for you, basically. So, you know, let's say let's go to my example. For example, I do a lot of real estate, so. Let's say for a very small home that maybe 12,000 square feet. I'm not sorry, 12,000 square feet. It's a very large home. 1,200 square feet. We take a 1,200 square foot home. For that size home, if it's not, you know, if it's in my serviceable area, for that size home, I'm probably going to charge $125. So that might not sound like a lot for what that is, but when you think about it, that home will probably have less than 20 photos, so maybe 15, 20 photos. The post-production on those photos takes a matter of maybe 30 minutes. And then the invoicing, delivering them, uploading them so the realtor can download them, that might take another five, 10 minutes. So all in all, I can probably be in and out of the house in maybe about 20, 30 minutes. All in all, I probably have maybe a little bit over an hour of work in to doing a 1,200 square foot home for $125. That doesn't take into account the drive to wherever the location is or anything like that. But for the most part, that's a very simple, quick, easy, get in, get out kind of photo shoot. That's a quick $125. Now, if I take that same equation and go to a 5,000 square foot home, obviously I need to charge more, because I'm going to be at the home longer. I'm going to deliver more photos, that which doesn't just mean taking more photos, but I also have to post-process more photos. Uploading them is probably going to be around the same amount of time, but still I'll charge a little bit that for delivering that many photos, invoicing again, and a drive to the place. So for that size home, maybe I charge $200. So I'm padding it with $75 extra, because I'm going to be at the home longer. That's going to take away any other potential jobs that might need to have that time frame. So maybe that I'm going to be at the home for an hour. For that hour and maybe 2 hour time frame, I can't I'm not available at any point. So that's going to kind of squish my day together with a whole bunch of other photo shoots. So you kind of get what I'm talking about here, where I'm talking about taking all of this stuff into consideration. And for me, $125 for a super small home, I'll take those every day just because they're quick in and outs. There's hardly any kind of post-processing to be done with them. And it's really easy money. Just when you're doing that, just be very realistic and just kind of really think long and hard about how much you want to charge people for you. And this is going to go into one of the last things I'm going to talk about, but look at your competition. And when you look at your competition, if you know that you can do better, if you know that you can perform better, if you know that you have better quality stuff, they're going to see that they should want to pay for you, not just a person who clicks a button. So that's one thing I want to talk about. The next one is going to be adding your profit margin. So adding your profit margin is basically how much you want to make on top of all of the costs of running a business. So let's say all in all, you can get a wedding done. I'm just going to throw out rough numbers here. All in all, for the cost of business, the time, the travel, the post-processing time that you think that you might need to do all of that, the delivery, maybe framing a couple prints for them or something like that, putting a book together. All in all, it charges you with all of that put together, your time and everything, probably around, let's say, $500. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to charge the person $500 because you need to make a profit margin on that. So for $500, you are basically going to a wedding for free. So what do you want to charge on top of that $500? Well, you want to have your profit margin. So a lot of people say that you charge double whatever your cost of doing a business is, cost of running a business. So you would charge $1,000 to do that wedding. So for that day, you're making $500 for that day. That's depending on your, I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but depending on your area, that could be very low or very high depending on where you live. I would start at basically charging double what your profit is, or what your cost of doing business is. So that would be $1,000. A lot of high-end people would obviously charge more. Some people might add in some like filler services. So maybe with that $500 wedding, you can put together a book for them, but maybe you'll give them on top of a book, you'll give them a quick slideshow, not a video or anything, but a slideshow of the images, and that can be included. That takes no time to put together, but they might charge $100 extra for that. That's padded into the cost. So it's kind of like filler services, basically little things to put like a check mark by to say that this photographer offers this, that kind of thing that goes a long way with clients. And obviously the last one is taxes. I can't really talk about that one too much because it obviously depends on where you live, but make sure that you're putting in the tax amount on top of whatever your profit is to pay your taxes each quarter, each year, whatever it is. Make sure you have that available to you because you don't want to bring all this money home, think it's all yours, and then obviously you have to pay taxes out of it, and that takes out, you know, 25%, 30%, whatever it is. It takes out all of that money. So make sure you have that in mind as well. All right, so after talking about all of that and kind of getting all of that together, the last step to make sure that you're in the ballpark of getting what you want from your photography work is actually reviewing your competition, checking out all of the competition in your area. And I even did this to the extent that I made a spreadsheet when I was first getting into my style of business. I made a spreadsheet basically listing the URL, some of the services they offer, the name of the person, obviously, the charging for what particular service that was, turnaround time for the photos, all this kind of stuff. I put a spreadsheet together because I wanted to make sure that I was in the ballpark of what I was charging. It turns out that I was kind of mid-range. I was kind of average for what my area is. Right now, I probably am a little bit above average on some of the services, but basically, you want to look at your competition because it's not bad that you may charge, let's say, you know, a regular portrait photographer in your area charges $200 a shoot and you want to charge $350. I'm not saying it's bad, but you're probably getting a different clientele. So basically kind of what it boils down to is like a double-edged sword in a way. You can charge less and get a whole bunch more clients, And this is all just, you know, judging by the work. If all the work is exactly the same quality, you could charge less and get a whole bunch of clients and work harder for that money, or you can charge more and get a different clientele and get fewer jobs. But most of the time, you can actually kind of balance it out that way. So I'm not saying charge more or charge less. I'm just kind of giving you guys options. So you can charge less and just be crazy, crazy busy, and it feel good because you're getting a lot of work and getting a lot of quick cash. But if you charge more, you're getting different clientele. You're getting different people, people who actually want to pay more, but your work has to justify that. So that's something to think about. I'm not saying you have to create a spreadsheet for this. That's just me, the small nerdy part of my brain that wants to do a spreadsheet did that. So that's just something to think about. But definitely review your competition. That should be the last step in putting together what your final pricing is. All right, guys, so I know that's not like too super in-depth, but there's really no way you can be in-depth when it comes to pricing just because it's so different no matter where you live. I know people that, you know, maybe on I currently live on the East Coast, so maybe people on the West Coast would, for my line of work, would maybe charge $300 for what I'm charging $100 for here. And that's not good or bad. That's just different, what the different economies will accept. And that's just something that you got to pay attention to. So look at your competition, put your pricing together, and start playing with the numbers there. You might need to adjust them. I do recommend increasing your pricing. One quick tip. I do recommend increasing your pricing, not drastically, but almost on a yearly basis. Don't go over 3 years without increasing your pricing, because as the economy goes up or down or whatever, you have to kind of match that there and make sure that you're kind of going with the inflation there. So don't go over 3 years without increasing your pricing. You might lose clients because you increase your pricing, but you're going to find that you most likely will even be busier because you're getting more and more clientele. So it's just something to kind of think about when you're putting together your pricing. But again, sorry I can't be super, super in depth and give you a hard, fast number of what you should choose. It's just dependent upon your region, your services, your style of photography. So again, just kind of put together your cost of business plus your cost of goods plus the cost of your time and your labor to put everything together, what you want to charge for your profit and your taxes, and you should be kind of in the ballpark of what you think your pricing should be. So thank you guys for joining me in this week's podcast. It's kind of fun talking about the business side of photography because I like to talk about tips and stuff like that, but talking about the business is actually kind of fun. So thank you guys for joining me in this week's podcast. Make sure you participate in this month's raw photo edit contest. We got some cool submissions going on over there. Really love seeing all those submissions there. So link in the description down below if you want to check out the raw edit contest there for this month. And that's it, guys. Thank you for joining me in this week's podcast. I'll see you next week.